Hey guys, it's Sammy
and Robbie
back again to tell you about another upcoming con.
And we're super excited about this one.
Mm-hmm. It's another Indiana one. This one is PopCon, Indie PopCon to be exact. And it's going to be in Indianapolis, again at the Convention Center.
Indiana Convention Center.
Right in downtown Indianapolis. And Robbie will be there April 26th through the 28th.
Yes. We were just at the Indiana Comic-Con, so if you missed us, you get a chance to meet us again at PopCon.
Yes, well, at least Robbie.
At least me. Ashley will be there.
Oh, yeah, and Ashley will be there. That's an exciting thing.
Ashley will be there, so you get to meet a lot of us on the network.
Yeah, two-thirds.
Two-thirds of it, yes.
Yeah.
So if you're coming to the show, please stop by the Limitless Broadcasting booth. We're always excited to see you.
All right.
Oh, my God.
Well, I guess we'll see you guys at the show.
Bye.
Bye.
You're listening to the Limitless Broadcasting Network.
All it takes is faith and trust. Oh, and something I forgot. Dust. Just a little bit of pixie dust.
Welcome, foolish mortals, to the Pixie Dust Twins podcast. I'm Ashley.
And I'm Sammy.
Please stand clear of the doors. Por favor, manténganse alejado de las puertas.
Shall we begin?
It's time to get things started on the most sensational, inspirational, celebrational, motivational show!
Welcome, Pixie Dusters. We're your favorite hosts. I'm Sammy.
And I'm Ashley. Welcome to the Pixie Dust Twins podcast featuring Dan. And of course, we're produced by Limitless Broadcasting.
Make sure you check out our social media, Instagram, YouTube, TikTok, and Facebook.
Yes. Guys, we've been in Star Wars. I love it.
Yes. All the Star Wars.
Listen.
All the things, all the cool stuff.
I love the Star Wars. So, as you all know, that I'm getting married this month, and it's like, listeners, we're like weeks away, and we started talking about like decorating and stuff, and our whole apartment is going to be like Star Wars, Star Wars everything. He bought posters, like the original posters of episodes 1 through 6. We have lightsabers. We just have all the things.
That's
so
fine.
It's going to be, it's going to be intense and amazing, and I love it. But we are in week 2. We are talking about the upcoming planned media. And I put air quotes around it for our ones just listening, because there's been so many changes with media in Disney right now because of all the leadership changes. And Iger's like, we just want to tell a story. We need to get rid of this like agenda thing. Like, there's so many things going on. So we're going to go over what we think is presumed canceled at this point, what we think is still coming, but we have no clue where the status is, and what we know for sure is coming. So, ready to jump in, guys?
Yes. Let's do it.
All right, let's just start off with presumed canceled. Like, we've heard nothing about it. We think it's done. Some of these I'm happy about. Well, one of them I'm happy about. First thing, Star Wars Rangers of the New Republic TV series. It is presumed canceled. There's been no information except for the graphic that one day. And that's it. That's fine. We don't really need to go back to the New Republic. It's fine.
Yeah, no, we're good on that.
Yeah. Apparently, there was a J.D. Dillard and Matt Owens movie that they were planning. I don't even know who these people are.
Were those the people who did Solo, or is that somebody else?
Possibly.
Because it was originally these two other guys, and then Ron Howard took over.
Yeah, I don't know. So we can look that up later.
Yeah.
Ryan Johnson's Star Wars trilogy is presumed canceled.
We know. Ashley is thrilled. Yes.
I am thrilled. I don't feel like Ryan Johnson's writing style is Star Wars. It's too
artsy.
Long.
It's a drawn out, artsy, slow.
It's too artsy.
He's a slow burn. He's very much a slow burn. Yeah.
Star Wars is not artsy. Star Wars is space opera, fast action. Boom. Let's do it. This one's kind of sad. Kevin Feige's Star Wars movie is canceled.
Yeah.
I like Kevin Feige.
Yeah.
So, yeah. And then we have another set of people, David Benioff and D.B. Weiss. Star Wars movie's been canceled. I don't know who these people are.
Nope.
That might have been the Solo guys.
Is that the Solo guys?
Oh, I think you're right.
I knew it was two people.
Yeah, I think you might be right. Yeah.
Yeah. Now that is like actually canceled. So the last two are like, we know are canceled. The other three are presumed canceled, but I really hope they're just canceled because we just don't need it.
Yeah.
So yeah. Now some unknown statuses. So the Mandalorian season 4 is, and the season 2 of Boba Fett is unknown status. There was no really explanation of that. We just don't know what's going on. There's also talks of a Mandalorian movie.
Yep.
That might be why it's unknown for these two, because it might be squishing them together, finally. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So we'll see. Who knows? This one I have a little bit more information on. Star Wars Lando movie is unknown. I really hope they do this because I really think Lando needs a movie.
Absolutely.
Just for funsies. Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
So the article, all of the information I got is from IGN article, like every single piece of it. And it's from January of 2025. Mm-hmm. So literally just like months ago. So when Lucasfilm seems to have no plans for a sequel to 2018 Solo, a Star Wars movie, Donald Glover's Lando Calrissian was supposed to get his own live action series at one point. The project was announced in December of 2020 and was being developed by Dear White People's Justin Simien. However, Simien eventually departed the project with Glover and his brother Stephen Glover taking over as writers. In the fall of 2023, Stephen revealed that Lando is now expected to take shape as a movie rather than a show. Oh. So we don't know the status because there's been some changes and the Glovers are writing it. So it's probably still just in very, very early stages. We're probably not going to see it till like 2026 if it comes out.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's cool.
Rogue Squadron movie. So Wonder Woman director Patty Jenkins was given the reins of a Star Wars theatrical film, which was originally slated to hit theaters last Christmas of 2023. Kathleen Kennedy teased this story will introduce a new generation of starfighter pilots as they earn their wings and risk their lives in the boundary pushing high speed thrill ride. The legend of Rogue Squadron has been long beloved by Star Wars fans and will move us into a future era of the galaxy. I was really looking forward to this, so I hope it doesn't go away. So however, as November 2021, the film was no longer on the production schedule, while Jenkins reportedly focused on Wonder Woman 3, which has been canceled due to, isn't it Feige and all of, no, who took over Marvel? No, DC. Who took over DC? Someone took over DC and like threw everyone out.
Was it Bryan Singer?
No, it's somebody else. I can't think of his name, but literally everyone's been fired from DC, which stinks because there was actually some good actors in there.
Well, the whole Snyder universe is done. So,
Industry insider Matthew Bologna reported the film was the latest in a long line of Star Wars projects hampered by creative differences. And in March of 2023, Variety reported that a source has stated that the film is no longer in active development. In April of that year, Kennedy told IGN the following: Rogue Squadron, that definitely is something that we still talk about, whether it's a movie or whether it being a series in space, that's definitely something. So they haven't thrown it away, but it's not in production or in any sort of active development. So again, if we get it, it's going to be a long time, which stinks because I think Rogue Squadron would be a good one to have in the realm because it's such which one did it start in? Rogue One. I mean, that started the very first Rogue Squadron was.
I mean, it was that whole
movie,
like,
right? He was a rogue. Now I'm getting my squadrons mixed up.
I thought Rogue Squadron was it was that like crew. For some reason, I was thinking it was the crew of the X-Wing crew, but that's something different. Rogue Squadron was what the Rogue One characters were, right?
Oh, yeah. Well, I don't know. I thought Rogue Squadron was in homage to Luke and his call sign.
See, that's what I thought at first, and then I'm like, now I don't know.
I don't think any of us know because I actually haven't decided on anything.
I think it's just a name that people just picked. Like, this sounds cool in Star Wars-y.
Very cool. So there you go.
So I mean, I would like, if they move forward with this, I think it would be really cool to show Rogue Squadron, kind of like a Top Gun, where you are, like, this is the elite of the elite.
X-Wing, Top Gun space, that'd be fun.
Yeah, like the elite pilots of this, and it's, you are trying to get into Rogue Squadron and all the different things, because what was Luke, Rogue 5? Was that his call sign?
Red 5.
Okay, so Rogue, what was Rogue from? I can't remember now, but I think that would be really cool, like a space Top Gun. Mm-hmm. I'd be for it. Just don't put Tom Cruise in it. Tom would not do well in space.
Can you imagine that? Tom Cruise in a Star Wars movie.
Bizarre.
I'm one with the Force, and the Force is with me.
I would cry, and not in a good way. It would be a bad way.
You just gotta give it your all. Force, the Force, the Force, the Force, the Force, the Force, the Force.
It would be very, very special.
Okay, I think I got myself together. All right, let's move into some that are actually being in development. So Star Wars Ahsoka 2 is not just in development. Or no, it is in development. Sorry. Season 2 of Ahsoka is in development, which is amazing because we talked about it last week. They left it off on a cliffhanger. It's like, there's so much.
It's so excited. Yes.
So not much on that. It just started.
Yes.
Tahiti Watiti Star Wars movie. Did I say his name right?
No.
Taika Waititi.
What did I say?
Tika. You said it like it was a tiki. Tiki Waititi. It's definitely Taika.
I'm getting loopy. This is not good.
Taika.
Okay, so Taika has a Star Wars movie coming. Disney has confirmed that the Thor Ragnarok director has been tapped to direct a live-action Star Wars movie. He is also co-writing the film alongside 1917's Christy Wilson Carnes. Nothing else is known about the film yet, including when it's set in the Star Wars timeline or what release date it'll end up claiming. In 2021, he revealed he's cracked the story for his movie, but the actual script is still in its early stages. May of 22, Lucasfilm president Kathleen Kennedy said that this would be the next Star Wars film released. Finally, in March 2023, Variety reported that this could be the project that snapped up the currently empty December 2025 release date on Lucasfilm's slate. So we're looking Christmas next year.
Okay.
I'm really interested to see what kind of movie that's going to be.
Me too, actually.
Mm-hmm. I wonder if it's going to be like a Star Wars comedy-ish.
I mean...
I don't think
Ragnarok was fun. It had some funny moments.
Yeah. I don't think he would go as cartoonish as Ragnarok, but there's definitely going to be some more colorful humor than typical Star Wars.
Yeah, more silliness. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
Maybe there'll be more droids.
I could see. I think
he does seem to really like droids. So
yeah, I think it's gonna be. There's probably gonna be like a ratio of like non-humans to human creatures.
Mm-hmm. Could I think we should just write a fully droid only movie.
That'd be interesting.
They definitely could do that at this point. They really.
I would love it. I'd be in Star Wars heaven.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see here. James Mangold's Dawn of the Jedi movie is in development, which is, I think, what we've been seeing of the, what do you want to call it? Fan-made posters and whatnot, which is annoying the crap out of me. But anyways, at Star Wars Celebration 2023, we learned that Logan director James Mangold is directing a movie about the very first Jedi Knight. Little is known about the movie other than it's set roughly 25,000 years before the other films and will be a biblical in scope. Sorry, that is not what we've been seeing. We've been seeing the new Jedi Order movie crap. This one sounds interesting.
This gives us
a whole other timeline, all new characters, like none of the Skywalker... I almost said Skywalker crap, but it's not Skywalker crap.
It's the overabundance of Skywalker.
Mm-hmm. Yes, we're getting away from Skywalker. Like, I love how it says we'll be biblical in scope. So I'm wondering if that means we're bringing in the midichlorians. We're bringing in the stuff that we are going to talk about in the debate episode. I really want this one. I don't know about you.
Just an ancient world of an already ancient world.
Anywho, next is Dave Filoni's Mandoverse New Republic movie, which I kind of talked about at the beginning. Filoni will make the jump from Star Wars shows to the big screen. Filoni is directing a movie set after the events of Return of the Jedi. The film is said to tie together shows like Mandalorian, Book of Boba Fett, and Ahsoka.
Mm-hmm. That's cool.
Yeah.
So I'm wondering, because Ahsoka's stuck in another time frame right now, or another universe.
Yeah.
If this would bring in like Mando and Boba and Ezra to try to fight Thrawn.
I mean, I could definitely see. What do you mean Ahsoka and another? They're all in the same timeline, just a different like.
They're galaxy.
Universe. Galaxy. Right? She's nowhere near them. Okay. She has to literally get in a whale to go back.
Right. Obviously. Yeah. Yeah. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. No, you're right. I mean, that. I mean, I could see it, but...
I don't think Ahsoka would be in this movie. I think Ahsoka season 2 is going to focus on her and Sabine in this other place with Baylan and what's-her-face. Because they're all stuck on this planet together. Mm-hmm. And Baylan has some big thing he's trying to do, which scares the crap out of me. Because how he was standing on that arm that looked very Lord of the Rings at the end of the
episode.
I did
notice that. Yeah.
I'm like, what are you doing?
And I was like, I knew he's got his own kind of agenda going on.
Yeah,
I don't know what's going on there.
So I feel like season 2 is going to focus on that. And then if they bring in any sort of Ahsoka stuff into this movie, it's going to bring in Thrawn and Ezra and Hera. And
that makes Chopper sense.
Probably. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. All right. What are these names?
Oh,
Charmaine Obad-Chinney. I don't know if I said that right, and I so apologize if you ever hear this or if anybody hears this and is offended. New Jedi Order movie. That's how I feel about it. Miss Marvel, which I love Miss Marvel, but Miss Marvel's director, Charmaine, is directing the first Star Wars film set after the events of Rise of Skywalker. Daisy Ridley will return to reprise the role of Rey Skywalker with. Not a Skywalker. With the film focusing on Rey's efforts to rebuild the Jedi 15 years after the final battle with Emperor Palpatine. It's expected that other actors from the sequel trilogy will also return. Why are we rebuilding the Jedi? She buried those lightsabers. She has yellow now. Why?
I don't know either.
Why can't we get away from this? Why can the writers not get away from this idea? George Idel wanted us to, like, literally beat this idea to death.
I mean, even though they're tackling it in some other episodes, like Rise of the Empire, Fall of the Empire, Rise of the Jedi, Fall of the Jedi.
Yeah.
I mean, the fact that it's its own entity, its own movie, will probably be better than the sequels, because Rey will actually have more time to be fleshed out as a person.
Mm-hmm.
So that could be a positive. However, you're right. I'm personally weary of trying to rebuild the order again and again and again and again. And maybe we're going to do it right this time, but we're probably not.
The only way I can accept us rebuilding the order is if she takes it and she doesn't do it exactly the same as it's been for thousands of years.
Which is probably how that would
be. I would hope so.
I hope she's looking at like more of a gray Jedi mindset than a Jedi or Sith mindset,
because building off of what you learned from Luke.
Yeah, we need to take these two and shove them together to actually have, you know, normalcy.
Yeah, and we haven't seen any kind of gray Jedi in any movie or TV show, so that would be very refreshing to see.
Technically, yes, because we just watched Ahsoka and she's gray.
Well, yeah, okay. I mean, she doesn't call herself a gray Jedi though, but she is definitely in that.
That's why she's gray. She doesn't call herself it. Rey, on the other hand, she has yellow, which is a guardian. So she's not a gray Jedi. She's a guardian. Technically, if we're going off of what her color lightsaber is.
I got you.
But what I'm really annoyed, annoyed, Skywalker. She's not a Skywalker. They're dead. They're gone. Move on to fly. She doesn't need to take on the Palpatine name. She can just, you know, be Rey.
Yeah.
Other thing, what I really don't want to deal with is a stinking love story between her and Finn.
Yeah.
I can see that being as one of the pressure points, because she's a Jedi and she's fighting the urge to have an emotional connection, but he loves her and blah, blah, blah.
Come on, you got to appeal to that young adult audience.
No.
Everybody wants that.
No.
Curse words. Curse words I can't say on this podcast.
No. No.
You want teenage romance? Go watch one of the new series coming out by Sarah J. Maas.
Listen, if you consistently scream the name of your crush throughout three movies, that definitely means they like you. And that definitely means she's going to like you back, right? That's how it works.
Yeah, I guess that's how it works. No, sure.
Ray! Ray!
Why?
If that was the case, then we think, then probably, what's his face had a crush on Khan.
I probably did.
No. Huh?
Okay, well, that's not the point I was trying to make, but okay. Anyways, originally Damon Lindelof and Justin Brett Gibson were attached to write the film. However, they both now left the project with Steven Knight stepping in.
Sure.
I don't know. I will watch it because I am a Star Wars fan. Even though I'm not a like it, I'm going to watch it because that's what we do in the Star Wars universe.
Mm-hmm.
We thirst for punishment. We really do. Last one in development is Jon Favreau's The Mandalorian and Grogu movie, which, again, I don't know how we can have a Mandoverse and a Mandalorian and Grogu. I just don't understand. Why don't Favreau and Filoni work well together? Just shove them together.
Does it make me a bad person if I'm kind of burnt out on Grogu?
Oh, no. I mean,
he's cute, but I really don't care about his story.
Yeah, I'm all for Mando. I'm done. Mm. I'm just here for a Mando story. Yeah.
So Lucas turned heads with the announcement of a Mandalorian spinoff movie separate from Filoni's, dubbed The Mandalorian and Grogu. This film will be helmed by the Mandalorian co-creator Jon Favreau. It's assumed the movie is taking place of the season 4 Mandalorian. Production is slated to begin in 24, meaning this could wind up being the first Star Wars project to hit the big screen since the Rise of Skywalker.
Okay.
Who knows? I don't know. I mean, it's interesting because Grogu is now going to be a pirate instead of a Mandalorian instead of a Jedi. So it's a little interesting, but I need him to grow.
He needs to grow up and become a person.
Grow just something.
Something. Yes. Yeah.
Something.
Some sort of development. Yeah.
Yes. All right. About to air. All of these are about to air. They have already been either filmed. Some of them are already airing. So, you know, we're good. First one, Star Wars Skeleton Crew. This is the one with Jude Law, previously operating under the working title of Grammar Rodeo. I don't know. Okay. Star Wars Skeleton Crew comes from Spider-Man No Way Home director John Watts. This show takes place during the post-Return of Jedi reconstruction that follows the fall of the Empire, the same as The Mandalorian. A casting notice has called for 4 children around 11 to 12 years old. Inside Lucasfilm, the show is being described as a galactic version of classic Amblin? I don't know, Amblin? Coming-of-age adventure film of the 80s. So it's a coming-of-age show.
Okay.
It was announced that, of course, Jude Law would star in the series.
Yeah.
That's cool.
So that's coming. We don't know when, but it's coming.
I am all about a good coming-of-age movie.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, apparently that is supposed... No, TV series.
TV series.
It's supposed to be this year, so maybe fall? I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
This is also supposed to come this year, and this is The Acolyte. Russian Dolls' Leslie Headland is overseeing a new live-action series on Disney Plus set during the High Republic era, 200 years before the events of the prequels. Again, we're getting away from that, so yay. Good job. Mm-hmm. Love it. Mm-hmm. Kathleen Kennedy teases the series will take us into a galaxy of shadowy secrets and emergent dark side powers in the final days of the High Republic era. So that should be fun. It is on track to be a 2024 release, but we haven't heard. So we'll see. This one is already out and it's not fully out yet. It is week to week. And that is season 3, which is the final series season of The Bad Batch, which I haven't watched yet. I really need to do that. Which tells the story of the Clone Force 99. Of a group of unique clone troopers who failed to rise up against the Jedi during Order 66. And this is their final season. So it is happening right now. It might actually be fully out by now in time of this
release. Yeah.
Release. Mm-hmm. So you should be able to binge it if you would like. Because I think it's only like 10 episodes or something.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see here. Tales of a Jedi. They are coming out with a second season. The first season focused on Ahsoka and Count Dooku, which I absolutely loved. And apparently we are going to continue to focus on them and even get earlier adventure. Or no, we won't be focusing on them and potentially getting early adventures of other Jedi, but they haven't given us much details.
Okay, cool.
Apparently, again, that's supposed to be this year. Don't know. Andor season 2. It says possibly 2024, but let's be real, it's going to be 25. There's no way we're having all of these come out in one year.
Yeah.
Heck no. So Diego Luna is coming back as Cassian Andor, and for his prequel story. Filming began in November of 2022, so they already started filming it right as season 1 was ending its run on Disney Plus. Production on the season was halted due to the Hollywood strikes, but hopefully things are back up and on track. So,
oh, okay. That's cool. They're already working on it. Okay.
So, already working on it. So that is what's going on in the Star Wars universe. Okay. I'm exhausted.
Yeah.
This list exhausts so me because I'm like,
it's a lot. Just endless.
Well, because some of it, I'm just like, why? Why are we not? Why? Fabio and Filoni should never be apart. They should always be together. Why are we separated?
That's true. Yeah. They do work best as a team.
They do.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I'm sure they'll be fine. I'm curious to see what they would do like on their own.
Mm-hmm. We shall see.
I mean, they're the two I trust the most. Like, oh, yeah, these names, sure. I'm like, why are we having a Wonder Woman person get involved? And why are we bringing DC into this? No, no. Go away. The first Wonder Woman was great. The second
First one was pretty great. I didn't see the second one, but I heard it was pretty bad.
That's what I heard too.
Horrid.
Yeah.
Who was the other director in here? Now the Logan director, I'm interested to see what that would look like, because if it's just like, I don't know if he has his, if that's his specific style, but I know Logan was very like raw and intense and I'm like,
a Star Wars movie with that caliber? Oh my goodness.
Be pretty cool.
Yeah. And emotional and amazing. For sure.
Can you imagine an R-rated Star Wars movie?
Yeah.
Let's do it. R-rated Star Wars movie because of violence.
Yeah,
let's get a little bit more gory. Absolutely, the gore is they've always kept the gore a minimum. And sometimes I look at things, I'm like, that should have looked a lot more gory.
You would think for some of the things that happened. Yes,
the lightsabers make sense because they're so hot; they kind of
cauterize it. Right?
Like the blasters and that sort of stuff. I'm like, I feel like we should be a little bit more gory there.
Yeah, yeah.
Like a true adult Star Wars movie.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Made by James Mangold.
Absolutely.
Sure. Yes.
With the Logan level of violence.
And bringing an alien character that's almost Wolverine, but not Wolverine, and have Hugh play him. Right. I would love that.
Why not? Yes. Perfect.
Do it.
Perfect casting. Yep.
Mm-hmm. Oh, goodness. Okay. Anything else? Anybody want to add anything about from the list?
I have zero thoughts. I have no thoughts.
This is like the most I know of Star Wars content. So, I mean, of current Star Wars content. Anyway.
Yeah, right.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I did hear a rumor that what's his face they base Kestis the video game. Jedi Survivor, Fallen Order. You guys, Xbox game?
I don't play a lot of Star Wars games.
Okay,
so there's an Xbox game. I should know this. I think it's called Star Wars Fallen Order. It was the first one.
Okay,
and the kid who was the main kid, like they actually base the characters off the looks of an actor now who does the voices. Mm-hmm. And okay. He was talking in an interview. He's like, hey, Star Wars, I'd really like to like actually do a movie of him, and I'll play him.
Oh,
I will.
Yeah. Okay.
So I think that would be cool to bring him in because he is considered now canon of the Star Wars world when it comes to being a lost Jedi after Order 66 sort of deal. So that would be fun. Yeah. I don't know what it would look like, but it'd be a fun thing to see. But yeah.
Okay.
Okay, well, we should wrap this one up. This one's a little shorter, but I hope this gave you info on what's upcoming, hopefully, and maybe not, hopefully, I don't know, to the Star Wars universe. Next week will be fun because I think we are doing trivia, I think it's next week. Okay. So we will see how that goes. Everyone have a fabulous rest of your week, and may the Force be with you.
Laters.
Thanks for listening to the Pixie Dust Twins podcast featuring Dan. The show is written and produced by Ashley and Sammy, except for those manifestos, which are all written by Dan himself. Intro and audio editing by Sammy, logo created by Ashley. The show is produced as part of the Limitless Broadcasting Network. Make sure you check out all of our other shows and have a magical day.